This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on 104.1 FM KMOX. Every Tuesday, we do the Think Tank where we get a couple of our friends together, usually on opposite sides of the fence, but everyone we bring in is reasonable. We've had a couple of a-holes. I told them they couldn't come back. But enough about Steve Ellman. Let's talk about Dave Barklage and Joe Vollmer. Joe, congratulations, buddy. You're a free man.
Yes, I am, and thanks for having me back. I'm not an a-hole now.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, you're good. You passed the a-hole test.
Great. No, it's 22 years at the Board of Aldermen was enough for me. I'm 66, got my Medicare card. It's nice to wake up, and I have only one complainer. I have to listen to, not complainer, my lovely wife, who has a honey-do list of about 22 years for me to
nice.
Pick up on.
Well, thank you for your service.
No, I appreciate it.
It truly was service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What did you learn? I mean, 22 years, that's a long time.
Well,
what can you benefit the people out there listening who either are city dwellers or who, like Dave was making the point on the break, we all depend on the city. I don't care if you live in Winsville, you depend on the city. What should people know from your experience?
Well, the city, you know, I've lived here all my life. I still live five blocks from the house I was raised in. I live a block and a half from my business. The city has given me everything I wanted out of life because I believe I grew up in a neighborhood where people did that. They worked hard. And what I found is, being an alderman, that you're having the long-term residents, yeah, they're highly involved. Now, we've had a turnover. We have many people who are coming here to go to school and up staying here. Professional athletes come here and stay in the area. Are they in the city? Not as they like they used to, you know, to be. But if you want to fix the world, you start in your own backyard. And that's what I tell people at every meeting since I've been an alderman. If you make sure your house is in order, your block's in order, then, you know, you go to your neighborhood organization, get things involved. And that's where it's a grassroots. But without the city, you know, and if I go past people always, because I live in a womb of a neighborhood on the hill.
Yeah.
You know, for me to go, Lansdowne is like 270 to me, or I don't go straight too far from the house.
That's great. So, Dave, you're making the point, and I'm going to paraphrase here and use words you didn't, but that local, like aldermen want to be mayors, and mayors want to be representatives, who want to be senators, who want to be governors, who want to be the president, who wants to be king. I mean, no one seems happy with their lot in life and politics.
No, look, I know we're supposed to be on the opposite side, but I was a signature on your wall, probably recipient of one of the worst hangovers I ever had. But Milo's in the Hill was legendary, even to people from Cape Girardeau. But in serving, I think Joe ran into the same things that we run into in the House, is that both people and the city government and in the Missouri House have decided that they want to talk about issues that are really better suited for Congress rather than the needs of the communities that they serve. And to that regard, you know, potholes, trash, crime, things that I know you advocated for, and I'll find something to disagree with you here, Bun, but that you did, and that the guys like me who grew up in South City visiting my grandparents, but I was from Cape Girardeau, you know, that's where you live, and that part reminds me of when I was growing up, you know, coming up, and et cetera. But we're seeing the same thing in Jefferson City, where instead of education, transportation, you know, core values that we have to pay attention to, they are diverting their time into these national issues, and it's hurting. At some point, there is going to be a major reset because people are getting tired that, as we just saw in St. Louis, you know, a resetting of Kim Gardner, of the mayor, because people want, you know, potholes, they want fixed, they want trash pick, things like that. Same thing in the House. I mean, in the Missouri House and Senate, they better get going to fix education. They better be doing things to improve the highways. They better be doing things that they're supposed to be doing under the Constitution instead of fiddling with things that Congress ought to be doing.
Yeah. Joe, I have a feeling, and it's just a feeling, I've never heard this from anyone or any of my friends on the Board of Aldermen, but I get a sense that almost like a marriage, when you're not going to get divorced, but the marriage is kind of over. It feels like that in politics in general, but the city in particular. I'm a big fan of Kara, consider her a friend, mm-hmm. rooting for her all the way.
Sure.
But I know even Michael Kelly, who is involved in her campaign, has said things like, I'm not sure what she won because it is a tough row to hoe for anybody.
No, she has walked into the perennial show. So it is the disaster that she has to deal with. It's where do I start? And she's done some good things. She bought herself, because she needs time to reorient the street department. To you know, that was just a complete disaster. Yeah. When you have a street director who didn't know that how bad an ice
yes.
storm was,
yes.
you know, she should have been fired on the spot.
On
and
the
that's
spot.
When it's just the mayor's sorority sister at the time. She's not going to get fired. The same thing we found out with SLDC, another appointment by the mayor who, you know, completely failed in getting that money not getting the money to the north side. That was just another disaster. So, yeah, it's where to what did she do first? Well, she's gone back to the well and gotten people who know what they're doing to give her a 6 or 7 month hiatus to get something, to get her teams in place
yeah.
and try and get going. So, yeah, Kara's got a very, very large hill to climb, but she's doing the right things to start off with, I believe. Yeah.
Except I will find a point to this, is that Kara attacked the governor in her first speech, which amazes me because the governor writes the checks. And this governor loves St. Louis. He came from North County. He grew up in Walnut Park, North City. Yeah, excuse me. And he wants to partner with the city and wants to work with him. And there's so many issues because when I was worked in the Senate with Peter Kinder and Slay and the governor, they got along mm-hmm. because Slay knew what to ask the legislature for. And there are things that can. And so I hope that Kara understands, go out and slap Trump around. Slap your congressman around or whatever. That's more the partisan stuff. But work with the state because St. Louis does need the state. I don't think it can self-correct in terms of resources and everything else. And the second thing is you know, I think that the state, I oppose the state takeover of the police.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't know if I could honestly argue that there isn't, that St. Louis wasn't failing their police department. And not giving the support, it was getting, you know, all into the ranks, it was deteriorating. Same thing, prosecutor's office.
Sure.
Kim Gardner had to be taken out because of her lack of prosecution. And I would argue it's not Mayor Tashara that had any impact on crime. It was Gabe Gore prosecuting more people and putting them in jail. And my point is, the state will come in and will take over more of St. Louis, like the schools or other things, if it doesn't self-correct. But no one wants it. No one in Jeff City wants to run St. Louis.
Well, no, and when you come to, as a 22 years in Alderman, the first 12, I believe, where I was under, it was under city control. And in the last, you know, when we went to this margin state control, the last, it was under city control. It was the person who was the mayor that made this fail. I've said this at every police function, I am nothing but pro police. If you are an elected official and you've uttered the words defund the police, you should resign your office. No one in office realizes what those words mean. These guys go out every day. I don't put a bulletproof vest on to go to work. You don't put one on. And these guys do, and they don't know if they're coming home that night. I was just at the breakfast yesterday for fallen officers. You have no idea the camaraderie, the brother. These guys are out there every day, and we need more of them. And yes, we, Kim Gardner, almost single-handedly destroyed our city, St. Louis, by herself. What's funny is she got reelected.
Right. And so imagine being in Jeff City.
Yeah, sure.
And seeing that. And guys, I would argue that, you know, there's been this divide. And I think it's because St. Louis was always ahead of the curve. St. Louis was really leading the state. But things have changed. And to that regard, if you're a legislator and you look at, like, the money grab on the stadium, you know, that was a legacy. The state, the city, the county got together and funded that, you know, through taxes, through all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, instead of protecting that money and maybe putting it to something to drive regional economic development, no, it's being divided and being used to be spent on things that maybe are less important. But my point just is that from a legislative or a state perspective, we're seeing the city fail. No one wants to take over the city. But we also realize how important the city is. And if the city understood that the state and the Steve Ellmans, people like that, want the cities to succeed, how can we help and maybe approach it more openly? Because mm-hmm. Tashara was hostile. It was my way or no way.
Oh, no, I'm well aware of that. That was you get into the point where this progressive, quote-unquote, experiment that occurred has failed greatly. Kim Gardner, Tashara Jones, what we're dealing with is we have one less progressive in office at the president of the board. And my dealings with her are well known. I don't agree with any of these platforms. None of these things that they're putting forth are working. And I think the voters saw that. And that's why Tashara lost so horribly. She lost the people who are behind or wanted this progressive movement, the Tire Grove South, the Shaw neighborhoods, which are wonderful neighborhoods. You know, but these are a lot of people who have come from somewhere else. They all came here to go to WashU or go to SLU. They saw the housing stock. They saw the things that they could have. Their money went so far, and their ideas maybe came in and changed the focus with the voting.
As an outside guy, I look at the Hill. Mm-hmm. I look at Forest Park. Mm-hmm. I look at the amount of historic structures that have been saved. And St. Louis's bones are amazing.
Oh, no. It's beautiful.
And I want to ask a question to you two guys, though, is that Donna Behringer is a well-known commodity in Jeff City. Mm-hmm. And she is like a cheerleader that you don't want to get in the way. She'll run you over with her enthusiasm.
Yes.
But she's also tenacious. Will Kara partner with her? In other words, Donna could teach Kara a lot about succeeding in Jeff City and about that lens of how people are looking at the city. If they partnered, I think it would be an amazing occurrence that would result in real leadership. Do you think Kara could actually understand that and partner with Donna?
Kara is very willing to work with everyone. I found out she sat, her desk was next to mine for the last 10 years on the floor of the board. And when she first came down, she was a little, our thoughts are a little different, but she's found a way, she found out very quickly that the quote-unquote, again, I always hate saying that, but progressive, I never saw anything progressive about what they were doing. This is what they named themselves. But what she found out that didn't click with her. And she found out that you know, being pragmatic, like I always made the joke that most of these progressive people think of pragmatic as a four-wheel drive vehicle. They don't understand the word.
I'm with you. In our party, they call themselves conservatives or true conservatives. Everybody else are rhino.
Yeah.
Where they are is actually either batshit crazy, which yeah. I don't know if I can say that, or they don't care about anything, just want to blow stuff up.
No. And that's the whole point. To me, what am I? I'm to get elected in the city of St. Louis, you put the word Democrat on your name. I am just a concerned citizen all my life. When people came to me, and wanted me to run for this office, they said, well, what are you? I says, I don't know. I just live here. I'll be whatever I have to be to get this office and to make these neighborhoods work. Because that's my whole platform was neighborhood preservation. If, you know, the lady calls me, she wants to know that something's going to be done about it. I didn't have my secretary answer my calls like many aldermen did. I would be there. I was sitting in people's living rooms at neighborhood meetings, at black captains meetings, all the first. And I... What's happened is things turned out very, very well in a lot of my neighborhoods, and not because of me, but because the people found out if they could actually believe in the city and believe in their politics and believe in things going on. It had nothing to do with me, just making the city available to them.
And that's the other thing. I do think that partisanship, a city that is so overwhelmingly one party, just as I've seen the legislature, Republicans didn't control the legislature and the governors until 2004 since statehood. Before, I mean, never. And I've seen over the 20 years now that the Republicans been in control, I think less quality government in terms of resulting from a legislative perspective. I see the same thing when you have one community that is so Democrat. It is just one view within a party, and I think it narrows its focus to the extent it is not as successful. And I would hope that partisanship, as well as this idea of wanting to be a congressman when you are a alderman or a state representative, I wish that would go.
Yeah, the Board of Aldermen does not have a Mideast branch. Yes. And yet, you know, over the last year when all these things came up, they're bringing these things forth. You know, and that has nothing to do with what we are about.
Same thing. When they got done here, they came out to Jefferson City and like, what do we have to do with Palestine and Israel? Yeah. No.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Dave and Joe Vollmer right after this. DGS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 426. Couple minutes left here with David Barklage and Joe Vollmer. So not what should have been done or, you know, everything just settled in place. But overall, should the money that we received, the hundreds of millions of dollars, have been allocated by now?
Should have. Yeah, definitely. It should be out there doing something for us. The ARPA money, you know, just that alone was so screwed up by the last administration. And the Rams money, you know, there were deals set that one person completely destroyed. By her not wanting to work with corporate entities, the president of the board completely put everything to trash in that. It just went to nothing. Now, granted, that money is making a ton of interest, and there was a plan to where it would not be spent until it was set to go. So it would still be making interest,
yeah.
But the programs could have been put in place, and so we're behind the eight ball again. We do have a new administration now that is willing to do these things, but getting it out of the board. And I know my past brethren have the feelings we had that you saw that meeting that fell apart, where
yes.
It was just a circus, where, you know, you can't not help the corporate entities of this city.
It's going to be interesting how the new director of SLDC treats the Paul McKees, the Bob Clarks. I mean, some of these developers may have been controversial. But I'd argue, how can you do business in the city and it not be controversial? I'm a rural guy, mm-hmm. and we use harsh words across the fence, where I used to make fun of Jeff Rainford and some others. It's like Jeff is able to blame the dead guy. But they'd use a knife where a kind word might work. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know why anybody want to do business in the city unless you provide incentive, unless you make them feel welcome. But now it's so many, well, why we don't want you here. And not from you, but I'm just saying that's a cross that hopefully Kara will change.
No, I believe she is under that mindset that she knows these things have to be done. There are things you have to do. You don't get to wake up every day and get everything you want every day of your life. We all found that out a long, long time ago. I've been with the same woman for almost 46 years. I found that out a very, very long time ago. You know, there's a reason things work, because you have to learn how to say, hey, I'm not right. Maybe this is a better way to do this. Let's look at this. There has to be a way We cannot go any lower than we are in this city.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.